The sun continues to shine in this brilliant Inishowen venue as the players battle it out on the Clasheedy Links course, and it's still about Swedish player Joachim Lundgren who is leading the way, but there's been a change of guard as who is the best of the Irish. Let's get the details now on the current leaderboard as we join Dennis Kerwin.
Sweden's Joachim Lagergren continues to lead the way at Ballyliffin after his second round 68 moved him to the head of affairs on 7 under par. Lagergren is a shot ahead of 2016 Masters champion Danny Willett, whose second round 70 leaves him on 6 under alongside Xander Lombard and overnight leader Ryan Fox. Shane Lowry birdied the last hole for a round of 70. He lies on 2 under par, while Rory McIlroy's putter was stone cold once again in a round of 73. He's on 1 under par and will be around for the weekend, as will Paul Dunne, who's right on the cut mark on one over after a round of 72. Padraig Harrington has struggled this afternoon. The Dubliner has dropped 3 shots on his front nine to fall back to 1 under par, and he will need to steady the ship to stay involved at the weekend. For Highland Radio Sport at the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Ballyliffin, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
So then, let's get some reaction now from two players who have, of course, a big interest from the Irish. The leading Irishman now, the course, are on the leaderboard, actually, is Shane Lowry. He's come in from his second round. He sits on 2 under par. It's 5 off the pace, and Lowry can't understand why there hasn't been any higher scores this weekend so far here at Ballyliffin.
I mean, you play the golf course, especially in these conditions, and you think he should be, like, I can't understand. You sort of can't understand how no one is 10 under, sort of thing. And it's just very tricky out there to get it close. And you get it inside 20 feet is a great chance because the greens are so good, but it's very hard to get it inside 20 feet. So I'm happy with how I played today. I'm obviously very happy with that putt on the last. It's great to have a nice finish, and it's great to be going off the last green with a smile on my face. And looking forward to relaxing there for the afternoon and getting into tomorrow and see what I can do.
There you go, Shane Lowry, best of the Irish at the moment. He sits on 2 under par. Again, like yesterday, massive crowds out today from very early on to watch Rory McIlroy. But it's been another frustrating day for the Irishman as putting's let him down as he finished the day on 1 under.
And, you know, the way it's playing right now, this golf course is great. It's the way a link should play. It's firm, it's fast. You really got to think about where you're landing your golf ball, what you're hitting off tees. You know, even giving yourself angles into some of these tight hole locations. But yeah, it tested my patience, obviously. I was sort of mumbling a bit to myself going from the 18th green to the first tee after that putt. But like one of those things, I'm here for the weekend and at least give myself an opportunity to go out tomorrow and shoot a low one.
So then, elsewhere, John Rahm, the defending champion, he's got a bit of work to do. At the moment, he's sitting on plus one, and that is good enough just to stay into the cut for the rest of the weekend. He's picked up just one shot in his opening 9 holes of a second round here today, but the Spaniard has got a bit of work to do. Another selected score, Rory McGee from Derry, who has represented Rossapenna from Donegal at amateur level. He's got back in form. He had a double bogey at the 11th hole earlier today, which dropped him from level to plus two, just 2 holes into his second round. But he's picked up a shot since then. So McGee at the moment sitting at plus one alongside John Rahm. And if the projected cut stays at a plus two, McGee would be good enough for the weekend. But it looks like we're going to lose Paul McGinley. Plus three finished on today. The winning Ryder Cup captain and the host of the Irish Open at Lahinch next year. Paul finishing on plus three. He'll not be about for the weekend. Some other selected scores. Darren Clark finishing at plus six. Spaniard Rafa Bello Cabrera at plus three. He's stolen the course, but he may be able to pick up a couple of shots and save his weekend. Well, Alexander Levy, one of the French players who was included along the big names that were named before this event, it hasn't been a good couple of days for him here in Ballyliffin, finishing up with a 72 on plus 8, and he will not be featuring on Saturday or Sunday here in Inishowen. And as we've done throughout the week as part of Highlands coverage from this historic occasion, we've been talking to various local people. Already today we have heard from the likes of members from Gwydor Golf Club. Now it's the turn of Balbuffet and Stranorler, and earlier on the course I caught up with one of the volunteers, and that was Dean Doherty.
Dean Doherty, Ballybuffet and Stranorler Golf Club. I suppose you're here volunteering. What's your role been this week?
My role here has been, I've been doing the scorecards, the scoreboard at the back of the green for the last 2 days. Great experience, really enjoying it, and seeing how the actually how the pros do it.
Yeah, and again, this volunteering, once this event was announced, they all wanted to know how they can help out and how they can become part of it.
Yeah, I once had realised Andy sent out our team captain sent out the email. I was straight in, probably the first email I got to say, and I took a week's holidays from work to come down and really, really enjoying it, and the experience has been unreal, and the weather is making everything for us.
What about Balbafest? How many members are down?
Each day between 13, 15. As the week goes on, I'd say a lot more would want to come down, but that's the way it goes. But I know it's been very, very good, so it has.
What's it like down in the volunteer tent? I'm sure there's a bit of crack and a good atmosphere and a bit of old banter between the clubs that are rivals at times now when competitions come in the county, but it's different today.
Well, I've met a few old mates from different clubs that I used to play football against.
Yeah.
And you're wondering, he took up golf like myself. And the banter has been good. You have a joke with a few of them, and it's been quite good.
Let's talk about the players. Who's been standout for you? What have you enjoyed most? Who have you enjoyed? Because you have the best seat in the house. You're Marston, you're on leaderboards. Who's been the player to you that's looked impressive?
Well, to me, out there today, Danny Willett. He seems to be doing, and what's his name? I could hardly spell his name on the scoreboard. Lagren, from Sweden. He's been very, very good. I would have liked to have seen Cabello play well. He, on the day of the Pro-Am, we had a good crack with him just on the tee box. And you would love to have seen him staying, and he's not doing so well today. You see that many going through, and you're trying to even pick up a few tips on how they...
Are you finding any tips there?
Well, I got one. Give it up.
Enjoy the rest of the Irish Open weekend, by the
way. Oisín, thank you very much for having me, and get down here, people, because it's beautiful.
That's Dean Doherty from the Balbafenster and our golf club telling us all about his experience volunteering and marshalling here at the 2018 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Ballyliffin Golf Club. The leader at the head of the field is Joachim Lagergren from Sweden. He's at 7 under, leading by 1 from a group of 5 players on 6. Best of the Irish is Shane Lowry. Then it's Rory McIlroy and Padraig Harrington, both sitting at 1 under. We'll be back with more from Ballyliffin during the sport at 5:15. But in the meantime, we're heading the short distance up the road into the valley.